Clean the spittoons, boy. Detroit, Chicago, Atlantic City, Palm Beach, clean the spittoons. The steam in hotel kitchens and the smoke in hotel lobbies and the slime in hotel spittoons. Part of my life. Hey, boy, a nickel, a dime, a dollar, $2 a day. Hey, boy, a nickel, a dime, a dollar, $2. Buy shoes for the baby, house rent to pay. Gin on Saturday, church on Sunday, my God. Babies and gin in church and women on Sunday. All mixed with dimes and dollars and clean spittoons and house rent to pay. Hey, boy! A bright bowl of brass is beautiful to the Lord. Bright, polished brass like the symbols of King David's dancers, like the wine cups of Solomon. Hey, boy! A clean spittoon on the altar of the Lord. A clean, bright spittoon, all newly polished. At least I can offer that. Come here, boy. Brass spittoons, Langston Hughes. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. Unmistakable, and this is maybe the official start. I started last week because I wasn't here, but then, you know, okay. Let's consider this the start of Fast and Loose for the entire semester. I don't exactly know when the show is always going to be, but we've gotten this 9 o'clock Tuesday morning spot for the last couple of years, and that's awesome. It's 91.5 FM, in case you're listening online and just decide to switch over if you're in the Medford area. My name's Nate, and this is Tufts Freeform Radio. Great lineup of songs, including, I played the RJD2 last time. This Yama Yama is like an incredible intro song. Incredible intro song. It's awesome. Anyway, just like how it's like, just like marching in, which on a Tuesday at 9:08, you're not marching. Eight, it's like the predecessor to the show. This is the second thing here, which is like the second iteration of me trying to do radio is Fast and Loose. And the second time was a charm. The first time I had this show and it was on at, I had the 6 o'clock spot. I think it was on Tuesday mornings. And the name of the show was Production and Consumption, which I stand by. Like, the day that I resurrect that show from the scrap heap is like how we really know that it's like, oh, Nate's on one. That, oh my gosh. Oh. And I did the like, I was like, David Bien Cooley. I was down here and I was like, production, to what are the means of creation and to what are the means of production? Like I was asking those types of questions. And I just don't think the world was ready to hear those. I don't think anyone was ready to hear it. I don't think anybody listened. But also, it just got you really more comfortable talking. Other things, just on the agenda. I hope you had a great fantasy football draft. I had 3 of them, and they were all okay. And we'll see. And, you know, it's one of those things where you're just like, this is how I, in the absence of all of us being graded, this is how I decide if I'm smart or not in comparison to my peers. So here we are. And if someone gets injured, that's not because it's bad luck. It's because you were just dumb. So we got some of that. Anyway, I'm going to play some music because I love this music. I got some fun things and there's some fun things happening. I think it's the first day of class today. That used to be something that I was like plugged into. Not so much. I think so. The number of people who are out on campus, way higher than it was in the last couple of weeks or days. And also, I will say this, the number of people who look like way more put together, that's really high. And that usually is an indication that like school has just started. Because, you know, this is the day. You're like, oh, I gotta pick my outfit on. Eventually, and by eventually, I mean like 2 to 6 weeks from now, you're not going to see any of these folks on campus. I don't know what happens. It's crazy because you see so many people. And you know that it's not like people are dropping out or anything. You just stop seeing people once it gets like a little bit cold. You just stop seeing like the larger crowds of students or faculty or anybody. And also, and my favorite thing, this happened last year. I was walking over to the station and I was walking down, I think it was Pearson Road. And there was clearly like a couple students going to class. And I heard one of them say to all six people who were exiting this house, "This is great. We all have class at this time. We can all leave at the same time and walk over to campus together." Like someone said that, you know, like this is great, guys. We'll be a team this semester. Never once did I see them again. I would see like one or two because, again, it's the exact same time for me because I'm coming over to the station. Because, you know, I start this show on time all the time. And I'm walking from Lindell's eating my ham and cheese. That's like what I'm doing. And, never saw them again, which like that's me. That was what I did. I was like, this is, oh, what a time, what a week to establish the traditions on campus, you know? But alas, here we are. The only thing we have is a little sunshine. Hey, what's up? It's Nate. I was like, is it? We're going to skip track here? A couple of fun things. So first off, that, you know, Fast and Loose, WMFO in Medford. That's what's happening. You came in late. You missed the Langston Hughes poem, which, like, you know, he's kind of like, he's a real Labor Day type of guy. And if you want to look up, I was directed to... there is a compilation of Labor Day poems on Poetry Foundation. You can look those up anywhere that you have access to the internet, except for here in the studio. Because for some reason, like, the Poetry Foundation is blocked here. I don't know why. You like, upload the page, and it just, like, shuts down. I think it's sort of an effort. Obviously, like, artistic expression is an affront to sort of the capitalistic mindset, and I think it has something to do with that, which is why you can't look it up here at WMFO. Also, I bring up the Poetry Foundation every year. I said I'm in three fantasy football leagues, and you're like, Nate, I've been listening to the show for a long time, and I don't communicate with you, which I really appreciate. A lot of people, I tend to joke, you know, that everyone who listens to this show is also someone I just personally know. But I'd like to think that there are some people that I'm developing sort of a parasocial relationship with who listen, maybe through the internet and just, like, found, you know, what's going on here. But also just, you know, maybe listening to 91.5 and you're out here just like, you know what, Nate, I've been FNL here for years. And you just don't seem like the kind of guy who's just really involved in the most, you know, bro-y of fall traditions. And I would respond to you, how else am I going to gather money to subvert, you know, all of this? Because I do every year when I inevitably win in fantasy football, because I am good at it. That's, like, here's the other thing. I'm very good at it. I donate my winnings to the Poetry Foundation because... it's like this full circle type of moment. And it's kind of a way for me to feel superior about, like, what's going on in my life. And also kind of justifying the fact that, yeah, there's a little bro-y traditionalism in me as well. evidenced by the fact that a group chat person was like, hey, you know, I'm probably just going to auto draft in my fantasy football league. And I immediately came back with like a bunch of information, which is a lot of fun. Also, the names of my fantasy football teams in order of the teams that I care about. The first one is Books. The second one is Sports Sorbiquit. And the third one is Nate R in Boston. And that one's because we changed all of our names to like know who each other. Because I was in a league for, well, actually, I changed it. It's a league that is based on WrestleMania, something that I've never actually watched, but sort of like have remained adjacent to. My friends, Mark and Michael Panatti, were like in Alabama. They were there, and I was like trying to be friends with them, and they were really into wrestling. I wasn't allowed to watch TV as a child, except for PBS. And I just sort of like learned through osmosis everything about professional wrestling. And so I just know a lot about it, having never really myself watched any of it. But that's the deal. That's how you make friends. You just got to kind of pretend and lie. And then you get to the real stuff. Then you're like, hey, you know, let's start talking about the relationships we have with our parents and like whether or not, you know, we feel ready to go to the third grade. Then that's the good stuff. But before that, you really just have to be like, yeah, man, The Undertaker, he was huge. He was just this big guy, and that was great. And there was a person that was dressed like Gene Simmons from Kiss, and I think his name was Kane. I don't know. Let's be honest. I don't know. And let's be honest here. Got some more talking to do after some songs. But you're listening to WMFO, and it's great. We'll be right back.
What's your name? Can I call you Mary Jane? I've not been this high before. You're so undeniable. Hey, babe, where you been? 1, 2, 3, 4, count me in. I'll be waiting by the door. You're so undeniable.
In the suburb, and if I'm asking what I feel now, so high. I kiss the earth around me once a thousand times. Things take time, take time. Mercy through the rubble. If I'm asking what I feel now, so high. And you've thrown your arms around me when it's faded, and it's fine. Things take time, take time. Oh. Around me like a stranger or a vine. The last frame slows the motion. Takes time, oh. There's a memory under the silence, a soul attached. The last day is slow, the glow fades and goes. It darkens and dries, daytime. Ooh, things take time, take time. All things take time, take time.
You're listening to Fast and Loose. My name's Nate, and it's been good. In case you're looking for me to give you like sort of the indication here, it's been good. We've been doing pretty good. I should tell you some of the songs we played. Sunshine by Jungle. These are all like new. Like every single one of these, which never have. I don't do. I usually am like sitting here and I'm like, well, I got to play Gamma Ray by Beck again. No, not today. Sunshine by Jungle. There's a new, like, album called Sunshine by Jungle, and Jungle's great. Like, you don't, I do play them. I just don't play the 2026 songs. Memories by Biba Doobie. My Body Isn't Ready by Somber. A band, like a guy who I'm like, if it was a different time in my life, how into Somber would I be? Like, I love the music. But like, how much of an emotional commitment to Somber would I have at other times in my life? Chain Reaction by Matilda Mann. Mary Jane by Good Neighbors. Things Take Time by Gang of Youths. Great band, Gang of Youths. Also a great band, Dive. That's D-I-I-V, all capital. That was Kid. And I was listening to them, and one of the great things, mainly, I would say the main reason I have this show is so that I can listen to music really loud in the studio here, because it's awesome. And you can't do that when you have like a family or neighbors that you share a wall with, or any, really a lot of time. Like, you can do it. I mean, obviously, like, big headphones are back, which to those whom do not know, big headphones used to be like the purview of D1 athletes wearing Beats and like hipsters, and then no one else. Like, it was, I was walking around campus as an undergrad with like these big stupid headphones that were very cheap, and they were like noise canceling, but it was in like, you know, it was in quotes, and I would like walk around and people would be like, man, that's tough, that's a tough one for you, okay, finding sort of companionship with those things on. Now you see it everywhere. You see people working out with them on, and not just the Beats, which like I loved. I loved the athlete that could wear like the hoodie and then the Beats over the hoodie. I'm talking about the ones that are like the white ones that were very sleek and they had the red like cups. Those ones, those Beats were great. Let's go back to that. I don't see those anymore. Let's go back to those. Not as enduring as sort of just like the white earbud headphones that have sort of remained, but football players knew to get in the zone, and also hipsters knew to be like, you know what? I'm really trying to listen to Such Great Heights. I'm trying to listen to like the second piano synthesizer part on Such Great Heights. And the first thing I did when I ever, like the first like big time, like when I was making like big money, coming out of school, the first like thing I spent money on with my like signing bonus at my company was, me and my friend Ferg bought each other a pair of like Sennheiser really nice headphones. And I remember listening to those, like listening to all, re-listening to all the music I had with those. I didn't buy a TV. I literally would sit in my room alone in Corpus Christi, Texas, just like re-listening to albums because I could just hear more stuff. Anyway, I do that in the studio. It's great. Dive is one of those bands that like you listen to it, kind of whatever, like at a show or something like that. And then you go back and you're like, there's a lot of stuff going on underneath the surface here. You got to dive down in there. And it's great. Anyway, I'm going to play a few more songs. I'm going to come back. And then that might be our time. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And I'll tell you this. I was going to save this, but I'm going to say it now. If you're thinking about doing any of these like New Year's resolutions, don't wait till New Year's. This is the time. Like, this is the beginning of the year. Like, September early is the beginning of the year. This is the year. This is the most likely time you're ever going to clear anything out of your house. This is the most likely time that you're ever going to like start working out or continue to work out or train for a marathon, whatever. Like, this is the time. In the winter, in the dead of winter, your bed is not going to let you get out of it that easy. It's not going to relinquish you into the world of your cold apartment. Right now, though, I woke up. I tell you what, I woke up and I was like, boy, I tell you what, life is sure worth living today. I, like, a cool breeze was blowing upon my face from my open window as the light filtered through the tree next to my house. And I got out of bed. I was like 10 minutes before my alarm. And I just sort of, I woke, I calmly made myself some tea. More on that later. I got a whole other thing with tea now. Made myself some tea, and just sort of like appreciated the day, you know, and like anticipated my own alarm clock. It was wonderful. Wonderful. And it's like, you know what? I should do some push-ups every morning. And I should like, you know, eat breakfast so that I'm not like weird and crazy before I'm like out and around and doing stuff. I tell you, what a time. What a time. What a time that the earth doth give you the excuse to become someone new and otherwise find gold in those idle hours. Okay. All right. That's the wrong channel. Oh, that would have been great.
In my head on the way down from the losses in the wrong apartment now. Look what I started. You say you need a moment with me in private. The worst is over. Setting me into paranoia. Thank you.
that nothing, nothing else has worked. Oh, I mean it when I tell you, Daisy, that I really couldn't find the words.
Do you like music, friendship, maybe even a little romance? Well, we've got just the thing for you. Apple Tree Jam, which is Junkyard Music's festival in Davis Square. It's coming this September 19th at 6 p.m. Featuring the Magnificent Tufts band Token. There will be dancing, drinks, and more down in Davis. Tickets are going fast. Get yours by looking up Junkyard Boston on Instagram and finding the link in the bio. This has been a public service announcement from 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, heart emoji. And that's produced by Junkyard Boston and Down in Davis. And it's Token, Big Evil, and Hound and Handler who are playing down there. And it's in that area at Davis Square. It's like behind where the Starbucks is, but before you get to that like block of thrift stores. It's that like area. Are we calling that the Junkyard? I'm going to ask my producer, no one. I'm going to just point to the empty chairs here and I'm going to say yes. That's now officially the Junkyard. So that's a lot of fun. It's always fun to have kind of names for stuff. Other names I remember in my life. The Neon Tree was a place at Georgia Tech. Secret Garden, also a place at Georgia Tech, also a place in my mind, also a place that a movie had in it and was about. The Kaleidoscope was a place. Oh, and the Change Zone, the most important place. And very soon, I tell you what, you're going to ask yourself, I wonder what Nate does on the weekends. Well, around 3:30, I'm not a noon college football watcher. I'm a 3:30 college football watcher. And actually not even like a 7:30. I'm like, I'll catch that afternoon game and then I'll fall asleep. You catch me. That's when I'm in the Chen zone, the Chen zone. And then on Sunday, I do watch the games on Sunday and I do watch the evening games on Sundays. Barring any sort of work I have to do as a Sunday worker, and shout out to all the workers and shout out to Justin Chen, the aforementioned Chen Zone, named after him, and who I have just been informed is an award-winning labor activist. So congratulations to Justin Chen for protecting the rights of those who work and pushing against that tumult and torrent of oppression and greed that threatens all of our livelihoods. If we don't fight back, no one will. All the good things in your life are because of unions. Okay, more music to come, and also more takes like that are part of what this show is.
to know you, how they'll love you. Wild horses run, but I see you fly. Let them learn your language and see them sing it. Wild horses run, but I see you fly. There in a two-piece of white trains and a nylon guitar. If the world serves you lemons, you just twist them in the martini glass. You just hope that no one rips your heart from your chest, but I'm telling you now, you're the best of the best. Remember Elvis, or maybe Madonna, but they got nervous, and look at them. You have stories, what else are memories? Not half as painful, blood from the pen. There in a two-piece of white dress. Just 'cause I'm telling you now, you're the best of the best. You hope that no one rips your heart from your chest, but I'm telling you now, you're the best of the best. And then get to know you,
get to know you.
How I love you, our voices rumble, I see you fly. Let them learn your language, and you'll see them sing it. Our voices rumble, I see you fly, I see you fly.
So why I got no self-control. My baby's got it all. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. I'm so high.
Yeah!
Hey, you know, that's just maybe gonna be it for me. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of this show has been Fast and Loose. The name of the next show is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. TK is here, so stick around for that. I've had a great time, and it's been all new music, which is hilarious to me. Because, again, I resisted the urge to play Gamma Ray by Beck. Go to the Apple Tree Jam in Davis Square. Also, the Greek Festival is this weekend in Somerville, so you should go to that too. But also, just stick around and also have a great week. Thank you, and we'll see you next time. WMFO.